Blog Talk Radio.
Feeling y'all. I hope y'all feeling like real men and real women should, because I am. Had a crazy day today. It's getting better as the day goes along, but it was a little wild. I'm gonna tell y'all about it, and I'm gonna tell y'all why I came up with this title of the show. When it comes down to the negative, when it comes down to the negative. The negative, you got to thinking, and it comes down to the negative. When it comes down to the negative, you can't get positive, but you got a lot to give, and I like it a lot. Yo, peace game. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and this is daily, go get a mission show. We do this every single day, every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby, every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. The Daily Go Get Him Ism Show. Tonight, when it's hump day Wednesday. Hump day, yeah, baby. What day is it? It's hump day all up in your area, and I'm feeling like a real man. Shout out to my man Tony Stark. Tone Starks is all up in your area, Iron Man, and can't forget my Carol Chamber. Let me five a Carol Chamber. Let me five a Rita. What's going on, man? It's good to see me from you. And Sucre, je toi, Sucre, JTX. Sucre, JTX. Thanks for coming through on the Instagram side. So tonight we're talking about being married to your negative thinking process. Being married to your negative thought process. You know it's a real thing. You know it's real. I don't even have to explain that to some of y'all. Y'all know how real it is. You know it's real when you have almost an inability to be able to trust, an inability to rely on somebody, an inability to think that anything good is going to happen for you. You think that everybody's going to judge you in the wrong way and they don't see you the way that you need. And you feel like if they got a chance to, you do you, they would make you bleed. And they are going to come at your neck, ain't going to show you no kind of respect. And you don't think that they will ever be down with you because they want to split you in half and make another one. And they don't want you to have no fun like Charlie Brown. Like, you know, Charlie Brown. Hey, yo, Charlie Brown. You a block. No, that negative thinking. Stinking thinking, they call it. Stinking thinking. It's that negativity. And it's hard to break out of it. Here's the real problem with the negative thought process. What's going on, Tasha? Rest in peace, Dad. What's up, Tosh? Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. Here's the real problem with your negative thought process. A lot of times it's justified. A lot of times is legit. A lot of times you have more than enough evidence to support the way that you're thinking. The real problem with that is that it doesn't help you. It ain't doing nothing for you. It's not doing anything for you. You will be hard-pressed to ever be a negative thinker and have it work out for you. That's the problem. So although people have dissed you, fronted on you, left you out to dry, left you for dead, did not have your back, didn't speak up for you at times when they should have, did not carry their brothers. They wasn't their brother's keeper. They didn't do the things that they are supposed to. And you didn't forget that shit because it happened once, twice. Three times a nigga, and they fronted on you. They fronted on you. And how many times are you going to let somebody shit on you before you start relying on them to do nothing but shit on you? And you know what really makes it bad? Sometimes it's your loved ones. Sometimes it's the ones that's supposed to be close to you. Sometimes it's the ones that you have rode for. You rode for them, and they not riding. Why they ain't riding? You rode for them, they not riding for you. How that make you feel? DJ 95 North presents. What's going on? Thanks for coming through. Thanks for coming on through. I appreciate it. Yeah. When you have been in enough situations where it seems like a dark cloud is hovering over you wherever you go, whenever it seems like, you know, for a long time or in a particular situation, you know, it seems like people are always trying to give you the short end of the stick, trying to play you like you don't know things, like you don't understand things, like you're not worthy. Like you ain't down. How many times does that have to happen before you start feeling like, well, you know what? I can depend on myself. I don't need anybody else to be on my back like that, to be on my back like that. It ain't going to take that long. You know, we are creatures of habit. And when we form the habit of having people be there for us and have people be reliable and having people do what they say that they was going to do. Yeah, we're going to conduct our lives that way. But when we get
when we also get used to people being shiftless, shady, shiesty, underhanded, you know, always doing backdoor deals that benefit them and are a detriment to you. You know what I'm saying? So when that becomes the case, what are you supposed to do? So now you caught up in this negative thinking. And people telling you, like, yo, you need to stop being that way. You need to start believing in people. You need to trust. You got to trust somebody. And it's true. You do have to trust somebody. Now, there are levels to this thing, levels to how much you probably can trust people. But you do have to put your trust in somebody at some point. You know. So, it's like when you have been done dirty enough times, you kind of recognize it when you see it again. And even when it doesn't rear its ugly head the way that it used to or that it had before, you haven't forgotten that you got hurt. One of the hardest things to forget is pain. You remember pain like it happened yesterday. You know what I mean? You remember pain like it's still going on today. You remember pain like it's going on right now. And it actually might be going on right now. So as you remember it, as you see it, as you see it right there in action, It's hard to get to the point where you can feel confident about motherfuckers. They done shitted on you, dog. They done did you dirty, God. They done did the God dirty. How many times does that have to happen before you start expecting it or you start avoiding it? If you expect it, then everybody around you is almost devoid of being trusted. And it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to just shake off like that. Huh. Emily Dunlap in the house of city. Emily, good to see me some you. And AO4K. AO4K, am I reading that right? AO4K, thanks for coming through. Appreciate that. So, you know, when we talk about being married to your negative thought process, like I said, one of the biggest problems with the negative thought process is that sometimes it's justified. Sometimes you're going to feel like, yeah, I should feel this way. You know, my people been persecuted. I've been shit on. I've been jerked. I've been left alone. I've been dissed. I've been fronted on. I've been left to fend for myself. And my friends have done it to me. My family has done it to me. My mom did it to me. My dad did it to me. My brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, cousins did it to me. Now, granted, some people just be exaggerating the shit, and it's not really as bad as they be trying to make it look. But sometimes it's real, son. Sometimes it's real. And when it's real, yeah, it's something you got to deal with. All right, so how do you end your marriage to the negative thought process? You're going to need help. You're going to need help ending your marriage to the negative thought process. But you're in a good position if you even want to divorce it. Because you can't cheat on negativity with positivity. You can definitely cheat on positivity with negativity, but it doesn't seem to work that way that well the other way around. Brown skin. I love you, lovely brown. And won't let me wave at you. What's up with that? What's going on, Brown Eyes? Good to see me some of you. Haven't seen you in a while. I'm glad you came through. Make sure y'all hit that like button, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. And make sure that you hit that like button and share the show. share the show. I'm at Facebook jail right now, so I'm not sharing nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be able to concentrate right on y'all. If y'all would like to call into the show, if the feeling moves you, if the spirit gets all up into you, y'all can call into the show, 319-527-6199. Once again, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. It is the Daily Go-Get-A-Mism show. So, peace to my brother Ansel Jones, all up in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? So what do you do to be able to divorce the negative thinking process? And are you a negative thinker? You know what I mean? This is one of those things where you might as well keep it a buck about. You might as well keep it a buck. If you know that you're a negative thinker and you really wanted to change that, you're not going to be able to change it by being in denial that you're a negative thinker. Maybe you are a negative thinker that really wants to aspire to be a positive thinker. You really want to get it popping one day. Like one day you want to say to everybody, yo, I used to be a negative thinker, but for right now, this is what's getting me through. Good looking out, brown ass. She said, I really missed the show, man. I'm glad to see you come back through. Appreciate me some. Who? You. You. Trying to divorce the negative thought process. And I'm sure that most people have tried. Most people who are steeped in that negativity, you know, negativity brings you down. It's like a form of depression. It's like that shit that keeps you, like, if you can't be hopeful that better things are coming, if you always have to be extra cynical to the point like, okay, it's like buying lottery tickets, playing them straight, playing them in the box, but never believing that you're going to win. What are you playing for? You don't have to buy those tickets. So I'm saying that to say that if you buy the lottery tickets, you need to believe that your number is going to come out. It's not going to come out every day, but you should believe that it's going to come out one day, Monday through Saturday. And if it don't come out those days or Sunday, and you know every state has a lottery now. You know every state has a lottery now. So if you bought a lottery ticket, then you are hopeful that you are going to win. Get this cake. Get an extra stimulus check. Get a little extra money to be able to pay some bills, do something, have a little fun, go on vacation, spend a few days away, get it, you know, fix up something. Get a new refrigerator, fix your cabinets, you know, get some new tires. If you don't believe that you're going to win the lottery, what the fuck are you playing for? You could throw away your money. Or you can save up the money that you buy the lottery tickets with and just save up to buy something that you want. But why spend your negative energy not believing in something that you are actively doing? So there's hope in there somewhere, I believe. I believe that you're hiding hope in there somewhere. We just have to find a way to bring it out. You got to divorce this motherfucking negative dude over here. And you know what? You know what's messed up about it? Negativity. You know, you talking about divorcing him. He like, why are you divorcing me? I've always been here for you. And damn if he ain't telling the truth. One thing that negativity can always say, I've always been there for you. I was there during the good times, the bad times, the hard times, the good times, bad time, rag time, baby. Listen, chat today. They feeling chat. No. You know what I mean? I drink a lot of water. I'm getting cat ass. Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, negativity would be like, yo, I've always been there for you. I've warned you. I've made you suspicious of people. I've made you keep to yourself, where nobody can harm you. So in that way, I've protected you. I kept you from I kept people from being able to sell you dreams and promises. I've been there for you. You want to get away from me and go fuck with that flighty ass, no guarantee, never reliable ass positivity? What you want to get with him for? I bet you going to be back begging for me. You going to go over the positivity and you going to tell him everything about us. Watch. And he going to shit on you. When you really need him, he won't be there for you. But I've been there for you. That's negativity's claim to fame, baby. They've always been there. Investor Mariah 77, thanks for coming on through. Appreciate you coming through, and I appreciate you. Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, ma? No, it's actually Shirley Sher, the world's most greatest and precious pearl in the world. No. What is it? Great. No, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. There you go. There you go. There. Because it can't be the most greatest. The most precious. Okay. Yeah. So let me see what y'all talking about. Tony Stark says, I'm still in jail. Maybe I'll get out next Saturday. I hear you, man. I hear you. You know, Mark Zuckerberg is praying on my negativity. You know what I mean? Actually, he's praying on my positivity. Rest in peace, Paul Mooney. No doubt. Rest in peace, Paul Mooney. Okay. You said no other will do the same, not even Cat. I don't think Paul Mooney was the funniest. Actually, he didn't make me laugh at all. But I just liked the way, you know, his social commentary, you know, like, you know, when he got older, he just got so ornery. He just said, fuck it. I don't even really care. You know, I don't care if they, you know, people like me or not. Well, certain people, you know what I'm saying? So, but I didn't think he was all that funny. He was just wild like that. Cat, I actually think is funny. So, you know. Teachers on. Everybody got their favorites. It's all good. Saw Love. Saw Wood. Ansel Jones. My brother Ansel Jones. He says, I don't know if ignoring people that disrespect is negative. I don't think that that's negative. Shoot, they lucky. They lucky all you did was ignore them. If they're disrespectful, that can always turn a different way. Word up. Tony Stark says, I still have Twitter and IG. Yeah, so do I. I just don't like either one of them. It's all good. Norris Hill, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. He says, what up, everyone? Just sticking my head in for a second. I'll check you out on the playback. That's what's up, man. Thanks for coming through. But yeah, man. And so Joseph passed the Facebook jail collection plea. Put the money on the books. Appreciate it. It's a good look. But yeah, man, you know, like I said, negativity always, one thing that is its trump card is that it has always been there and it will always be there for you. And why does it seem so easy to concentrate on the negative than it does for the positive? I think that it should be just as easy to focus on the positive than it is to focus on the negative. But you know what the problem with the negativity is? It delivers. It delivers. You know how they say, listen, when you think positive things happen, but you got to stay on it. With negativity, you ain't got to stay on it. All you got to do is dial that motherfucker up. Like, yo, negative. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Joe Biden won the presidency, but he ain't shit. He ain't shit, and you going to see it. You know, that 94 crime bill and all that shit is going to come back to bite you in your ass. Oh, y'all got Trump out of there. Y'all thought Trump was bad. I'm trying to tell you. Y'all gonna regret that shit. Oh, by the way, oh, it don't really matter because all politicians ain't shit. They ain't going to do nothing for you. They ain't going to do nothing for me. So you can go ahead and waste your vote on that on either one. It don't really matter. So whether you a Trumper or you a Republican, conservative, or you a Democrat, liberal, whatever, it ain't really going to matter. Unless you got a bunch of money, which you don't have, it ain't going to work for you. So you better spend your time on local politics only, because those are the things that will affect you. She's negative thinking. Like you don't have to reinforce with negative thinking. With positive thinking, you gotta do that shit. You gotta practice it time and time again. You gotta remember to think positively. You have to remember to think positively. You have to look for the silver lining. You have to look for the silver lining through the clouds. That's what you have to do with positivity. And it still might not deliver. Negativity, easy. All you got to do is deny. Nah, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to happen. They ain't going to let you do it. It ain't going to happen for you. Negativity is easier than positivity. But some people who are really positive will tell you that being positive is easier than being negative if you practice. Well, with negativity, you don't seem to have to practice very well. You know, you got the AI effect. Practice. Man, we're talking about practice. Come on, man. Yo, we talking about not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice. Practice, man. Yo, we talking about practice. Practice. Yeah. For positivity, you have to practice. With negativity, you're only one disappointment away from negativity. Like, see? I told you that it wasn't going to come through. I told you it wasn't going to happen for you. I told you that they didn't like you. And I told you the truth. And you didn't want to believe it. You kept on fronting. You act like I wasn't saying nothing. And now look at your dirty ass. Look at your stinking ass. Look at your stinking, thinking ass. You can't pass. No test. You are not the best. Not even close to being good. And I think you should just keep to yourself and don't stop believing. Hold on to the feeling of negativity, nigga. What's going on, Rita Rez? Rita. What's going on, Rita? So you have to remember to think positive, and you have to remember not to think negative. So the question comes again. How do we divorce the negativity? How do we divorce the stinking thinking? How do we get out of the rut and stop making our thoughts and feelings smell like butt? How do you do it? There are some things that you can do that will help you. You know, if you're really deep into negative thinking to the point where it might be clinical, then you might want to seek out some therapy. You might want to seek out counseling. You might want to seek out professional help, somebody that can really understand and maybe even prescribe, you know, medication. Hopefully it doesn't go that far, but provide therapy and treatment options to whereas a lot of times your negative thinking is all about the experiences that you had and the experiences that you've had and your memory of how they played out. So, you know, I'm saying that to say that a lot of times the big deal is that we just haven't gotten something off of our chest. We haven't talked about it. And you know why we haven't talked about it? Because we don't feel like we can trust anybody. And you know why we don't feel like we can trust anybody? Because when we've trusted people in the past, they've given us our ass to kiss. No, I ain't say they give you their ass to kiss. They gave you your own ass to kiss. You know, you ever have your ass handed to you? Like, here. Kiss on that. Suck the booty hole. Yeah. So, sometimes you have to get that off of your chest. Many of us have memories of when we were very young and somebody put us down, somebody hurt us, somebody demoralized us, somebody teased us, somebody made us feel bad. Somebody confirmed our worst fears and nightmares. Somebody confirmed that. You know, that ain't no easy shit to deal with, man. That ain't easy to deal with. What's going on, Just Brandy All Day? Thanks for coming through another day. It's good to see you come around the way. And Aqua Activated, love it, not hate it. I'm glad you came through, and I'm glad that I waited. Word up. Thanks for coming through, y'all. Yeah. So our memory of people who have conspired against us, hurt us, dissed us, fronted on us, abandoned us, left us out to dry, fed us to the wolves, so to speak. A lot of times that has happened by and from people who were very close to us. So we figure that if we can't trust the people that are supposed to be down for you, then who the hell are we going to trust? You expect me to put all my eggs in the basket of a stranger? No, no. So Crazy Toi says, what is with you and butt today? I know I talked a lot about butt. But yeah, well, you know, when somebody humiliates you, when someone that you have put your time, effort, trust, and love into, when they diss you, it does feel like, you feel like an ass. You feel like an ass. I believed in you. I trusted you. I followed you. And what happened? So Crazy Toi says, sometimes the hurt cuts so deep. Yeah, it does. And you, here you are. You know that because of these things that have happened to you, this is why you're feeling the way you're feeling. This is why you're doing the things that you're doing. It's not like that's what you want to do. It's not like that's what you want to do. But you're stuck. You're stuck in this rut. And it's hard to get out. You want to divorce the negative and marry the positive. But you like, shoot, the positive, that motherfucker, well, this chick seemed like, is she already taken? She got a boyfriend already. And he must be treating her right, because she don't be cheating on that motherfucker. I asked for a number. She said no. I said, can't we just be friends? She said no. She don't need a friend. She said that her man wouldn't like it if she got another friend, for real. Word mother, for real, for real. But you can separate yourself. You and negativity can be separated. Y'all can get separated, and y'all can eventually divorce each other. Y'all can make history out of each other. Like, get out of here. On some common sense, I used to love his shit. Remember when Common used to be named Common Sense? That was his rap name, Common Sense. He shortened it to Common. Common. But one of his early hits was I Used to Love Her. Talk about the rap game. So yeah, Craig says, it's tough to move past it. It can be. So you're trying to get into the positive realm. You're trying to experience. You know that if you can focus on the positive, then you can get your endorphins up in your pituitary gland, and you can start improving your life, feeling better about each day that's passing through. When you are steeped in negativity, you're steeped in fear. You're steeped in fear. You're fearful that somebody is going to tell on you. Somebody is going to diss you. Somebody is going to hurt you. Somebody is going to do something to you that's going to keep you up at night. That's going to make you have to retaliate. That's going to make you have to move away. That's going to make you have to explain. It's fortified with fear, negativity is. It's like an abusive lover. They are your lover, but they ain't shit. They whoop your ass all the time. Call you fat, stinking, ugly. Ain't nobody gonna fuck with you but me. Ain't nobody gonna want your ugly ass but me. Want your stupid ass but me. Put up with your dumb ass but me. You gonna be stuck with me. So you can go out there and look if you want, but don't front. And when you get your ass back here crying and start that lying, yo, ain't nobody gonna want no woman with two or three kids, and not even four. And ain't nobody gonna want you, because you ain't really nothing but an undercover whore. And ain't nobody gonna want no man been in and out of jail for the mess of his life. Ain't nobody gonna want your bum ass. Pull your fucking pants up, nigga. Ain't nobody gonna want you. You ain't got no dough. Ain't nobody gonna fuck with you like me. And it's gonna show. And ain't nobody gonna come around putting up with your shit, because they ain't down. You found the best one. And that's me. And I'm negativity. And I'm fly shit, see? And somebody tells you that enough times and you start believing it. Somebody tells you that enough times, you start believing it. Yeah, I know it sounds ridiculous for you to believe it, but you do. It starts creeping in, especially when other people start reinforcing it. Like, yo, I did try to get with somebody else, and it didn't work. So negativity understands that. Like, yeah, I'm not ready, willing, or able to go out and look for somebody else. I'm not ready to do that. The dating scene is fucked up. That's negative thinking. So you go back and get with your ex. Your ex is negativity. Yeah, he ain't perfect. Nah, she ain't perfect. But at least I know them. I know what to expect. I know that they're going to diss and come at my neck. I know that when I go somewhere, they're not going to call me pretty or handsome. They're not going to be down. So how do you get away? Well, let me tell y'all like this. Everything starts at one. Everything starts at one. But if you refuse to count the one or to put the one try on the table, you sure as hell ain't never going to get to three. And you'll never get all the way up to infinity. You're not going to get no high numbers. So that's one thing that I want y'all to remember. Everything starts at one. And failure is an option. But guess what the other options are? Trying again. The last I looked, in sports, the Super Bowl, well, let me put it this way. The last I looked, football, NFL football is the only sport where you're one and done in the playoffs. Every other sport, you get more than one try. Best out of three. Best out of five. Best out of seven. So your positivity needs to be told that this ain't the NFL playoffs. This is not win or go home. This is win and advance or lose and come back the next night. Let's do it again. What's up, Michael? Michael 1158. Thanks for coming through. I appreciate it. So yeah. Remember that when you are trying to become a positive person, when you're trying to improve your life through more positive thinking, so you can have a more positive experience in your life, you have to remember. Please remember that it's not all about that one shot. And one person shouldn't be able to take you down. Not one experience shouldn't be able to take you down. And one person shouldn't be able to do it either. You're stronger than that. But you get a chance to try again. You get a chance to try again. Aqua Activated says, thank goodness I'm in the know nowadays because my ego was tripping. Wait a minute. My ego was tripping hard along with my emotions. She says, now I look at them like they're trifling because who would do that to somebody unprovoked? Oh, you're talking about when somebody tries to make you feel like you're undesirable or that like nobody is going to fuck with you or want you or desire you or take their time with you or think that you're special except for them. And they don't even act like, they don't even treat you like none of that shit. Cherry Dana Dane says, it is the explaining for me. Sometimes, my other glass is better. Sometimes it feels like reliving the whole situation again, and then you have to wait for the response. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying, man. You know, when it comes to negativity, the problem with negativity is that it reinforces itself. It makes it easy to get with them. I guess you could say negativity is a hoe. You ain't got to work hard. You ain't got to take negativity out. You ain't got to spend no money on them. You don't have to line up no activities. You ain't even got to watch TV with them. But if you watch TV with them, boy, are you going to get a healthy dose of negativity. You know what I mean? So, you know, this pandemic has done a lot to work on our negativity. Having to stay in the house a lot, having to be in close quarters with people that you thought you got along with pretty well, and then you realize, like, damn, I don't really like being home with such and such all day. And my relationship with my kids ain't what I thought it was. I'm ready to get their asses back in school. You know what I mean? Make sure that y'all hit that like button, y'all. Hit the like button, share the show, subscribe to the channel. Please, I appreciate it. I need y'all to do me that solid. And what up, Monica? Queen Monica. Queen Monica Davis is all up in the house. What up, Queen Monica? Thanks for coming on through. Thanks for coming on by. Thanks for waving hi. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. So, if you want to divorce negativity because you're married to negativity, you're going to have to cut ties. First, you're going to have to separate. And you separate by looking at the big picture and realizing that, you know what? Even though they say tomorrow ain't promised to nobody, guess what? It keeps showing up. And that, and each tomorrow may not be like I would love it, love for it to be, but it if nothing else, it keeps showing up. They said tomorrow ain't promised to nobody, but it keeps showing up day after day after day. Not a day in my life have I said, yo, man, it really ain't no tomorrow. Yes, it is. But yeah, you're going to have to separate yourself from negativity and get out there. Get out there and read the profile of positivity. See what they're doing, you know, on the social media side of things. See what positivity is doing. See what it's about. You know, see what kind of books it likes to read. Positivity. See what movies it likes to watch. What kind of TV shows that's interesting. Look at positivity's playlist or favorites list on Fire Stick, Netflix, even on Spotify. See what their playlist is about. Like, you might find that positivity is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Find out where it comes from. Where did peoples come from? Where it grew up? Where did it move to? How many places it's lived? Does it stay around? Or does it? Is it like a nomad and just keeps... keep going from place to place? Stacey Yvette White says, if I'm negative, I would bring on depression. Oh, no. If I'm negative, that would bring on depression. I do not want to be depressed. Nobody wants to be depressed. You're right. And that's why we have to do certain things to ward off depression. Because depression is negative and negativity is always there for you. The thing is, it doesn't comfort you. It's there, but it's not going to comfort you. Positivity will comfort you, but it can be unreliable. It can be unreliable. Like, yo, positivity, you don't be representing. You always late, and you don't stay to the end of the show. Or you don't stay to the end of the party. You come, you know, have a couple of drinks, share a few laughs, and then just bounce. So, like I said, check out the profile of positivity in relation to social media. Find out what's going on with positivity. See what it's doing, what it's talking about, what it's saying, what it listens to, what videos that it watches, what music it likes to listen to, which movies it likes to go see. And since you're married to negativity, see who positivity is dating. Are they married? See who's married to positivity. Are they cute? Are they handsome? Are they sexy? Are they fly? Do they work? Are they career minded? Yeah, where does positivity work? What kind of skills does it have? What are positivity's special moves, special talents? And is it normally there for the quick thing? Does it just hit it and quit it, stick it and move it? Or does it hang out for a while? See who positivity will introduce you to. We know that negativity will introduce you to some people, but it'll also keep your ass right there at home and make people have to come to you. And the same people that it will have come to you will be the same people that will push you right out of their lives. Aqua Activated says, narcissists are running rampant. I'm an empath, so I feel them all around. I feel them all around me. That's why I'm such an introvert. I have to recharge daily. My other glass is better than these. I wonder what that's about. Robin Ming. She says, I've been divorced my negativity. You know what, Robbie Rob? If you divorce negativity, first of all, that's a good thing. It's a great thing. Do you miss it sometimes? You know, when you separate yourself from positivity, we miss positivity. You know how we talk about how we used to be, what we used to do, how we used to feel, even some negative ways that we used to be, you know. Like you might feel like when I was younger, I ain't give a fuck about what nobody thought about me. And I ain't let these chicks out here control me. I was just moving. I was doing me. You know what I'm saying? They had to respect mine. You know, women might be like, I had all the men. I mean, I wasn't, you know, with them like that. But, you know, I would just walk down the street and they would throw me their number, ask me if I wanted money or whatever. I had it like that. And I ain't really care. People miss times. They miss the times in their lives where they felt strong, able to ward off would-be attackers. People miss the times in their lives when they were able to think independently and freely. They miss the times in their lives when they were able to use their God-given talents and gifts over and over and over and over and over. They miss the times when people used to come to them as a resource. They miss the times when they were able to sleep at night, get up in the morning, and chill throughout the day, work and play throughout the day. They miss those times. So, yeah, you miss positivity when you leave it. Nobody misses negativity. Nobody misses the times when they used to cry all the time, hurt all the time, feel terrible all the time, have to explain the way that they felt all the time, had to explore their own emotions all the time. They didn't, you know, nobody missed that shit. Those times when you felt like you had to validate yourself in the eyes of others, you don't miss that shit. People don't miss the negativity, but they missed that positivity. We was getting it out here. We was doing this. We was doing that. People looked at us like, damn, I want to be like them. So, yeah, nobody misses a time when they were a drug addict, dope fiend. Nobody miss that shit. But you'll miss the time when you used to, when you was first getting high and y'all was just partying and having fun and, you know, before the addiction came. You'll miss those times. You'll miss the times when you were able to get high without being addicted. You'll miss those times. So, divorcing negativity means that you're going to have to plan ahead. You might as well start packing your bags early. Packing your bags early. Getting ready to get on up out of there. To the point where you can't be talked out of it. Like, I'm getting up out of this negative. I'm getting out of this negativity, and I ain't coming back. I ain't never coming back. I ain't ever. I ain't ever. cool and clever. Crack, I never. With my crew, I will never sever. Brooklyn, New York is my hometown. It's a place where we always throw down. And when... We will get to the Brooklyn hip hop. Okay. Shout out to Stetsasonic. I used to love Stetsasonic. It was dope. Mike Muscle. What up, Mike Muscle? He asked, what advice can you give on how to divorce narcissist negativity? Well, here's the thing about dealing with a narcissist. A narcissist only cares about themselves. So even if they help you, they're really only helping themselves through you. They don't really care about, they don't really care about the way that anybody else feels about things. So I'm not going, what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to tell you like, yo, man, you know, get out of the way of that narcissist, because you may love the narcissist and you may believe in the narcissist, which is a positive thing, to the point where you believe that they can turn around. But you have to understand something about the narcissist. Remember that the narcissist is all about self, whether they, whether it's in the physical or whether it's in the mental and emotional. So remember that a narcissist is always talking about getting theirs. They're not talking about getting yours or getting ours. It's all about themselves. So you have to make a strong decision about whether you want to be with a narcissist or not. We know that you've been affected by one, but if you really want to get away from a narcissist, you're going to have to really and wholeheartedly, totally believe that they can make it on their own independent of you. Because what keeps people going back and forth to a narcissist is that they recognize the vulnerability and the weakness of a narcissist, but at the same time, they may be so, they may care about them to the point where they don't want them to get hurt. They don't want them to suffer. Your caring nature got you fucking with a bum. A bum that only cares about themselves. Like, a narcissist is the type of person that'll win the lottery and won't tell nobody. Like, they just come through with some new shit. So, you can try to communicate with the narcissist. But just remember, you're not going to be able to stop a narcissist from being a narcissist before a narcissist recognizes their narcissistic ways and wants to stop being a narcissist. Other than that, trying to guilt trip them, trying to ridicule them, trying to make them feel bad, trying to reason with them, doesn't matter. They're not going to give a fuck. So you may not be able to get anybody else to do what you want them to do, but you can always get yourself to do what you want yourself to do most of the time. Sometimes we can't even control ourselves. But you tell that narcissist, and with their narcissist negativity, you tell them, like, listen, I've really had enough of this shit. I don't like your ways and actions, but I'm not going to beat you up about it, but I'm moving on has a lot of different meanings. You may be moving on in terms of breaking up with or divorcing them, or you may be moving on in terms of I'm going to just hang with these other people. I'm going to try something new. What you going to do is going to try something new. What you going to do? But you're going to have to be steadfast in your approach to dealing with a narcissist and the narcissist negativity. You're going to have to mean what you say and say what you mean and follow through. because you can't beat somebody like that one time. Just like you can't change somebody with one order or one threat. They know. You don't follow up on that shit? Oh, yeah. They just mad. They talking shit. They getting things off their chest. But things will be right back the same in a week. They know it. They can set their clock by it because you are inconsistent. So you have to be consistent in your demands or your inquisitions or your requests. Okay. Aqua Activated says, because of negativity in narcissist family members, I thought I weighed 600 pounds. 2 years ago, I saw myself naked from head to toe. First time since seventh grade. They lied. Wow. Wow. Tom Stark says, who's going to put that money on my books? I hear that. Shirley says, okay, wait. Mike Muscle says, I think most people will win the lottery and not tell people. I think a narcissist will try to convince you why you should buy for them and then make them feel guilty. Mm-hmm. I've never known anybody that won the lottery and didn't tell nobody. But that might be a testament to the people that I know. Aqua Activated says, I love myself so much after becoming the woman I needed in my life. All the years ago, I dare a mofo to treat me incorrectly and think that it's okay. Or Mike Muscle says, narcissists will have people fooled into thinking that they are a good person when actually they are not, especially people that don't know them. Yeah, narcissists always seek out new people so they can front like they all this, that, and the third and shit, and you don't know their history, so you might go for it when you see their gifts on display, Shirley Sherrill husband says. Aqua, that's absolutely right. You're supposed to love yourself and accept nothing but love. Word. All right. Let's do these birthday shout-outs, y'all. We got to get on up out of here. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. May 19th. Malcolm X's birthday, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get... And no problem, Mike Muscle. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. Please subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. If you are already a subscriber, good looking out. Thanks for coming through the show. Hope to see you again. Number one out the box, Mika Stephenson. Well, I guess that says Stevenson. Turning 47 years old today. And also Ernestine Quinn Watson, turning 70 years old today. And Shanika Cochran, turning 41 years old today. And Yada Harper, happy birthday to you. And Devonia, right on time, turning 47 years old today. And Elizabeth Torbio, turning 29 years old today. And Bobby Joe Johnson, happy birthday to you. And Carolyn Gardner, turning 64 years old today. And Natalie Capufi, Natty, turning 39 years old today. And Antisha Clark, turning 50 years old today. She's a 71 baby. Yes, yes, y'all. And Girl 6 Onyx, my girl. Girl 6 Onyx. Onyx! Happy birthday to you. Ooh, woo, 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 woo. And Ebby. Happy birthday to you, Ebby. And my man, Dominique Dejean Craig. Happy birthday to you, my brother. and Damon McDaniel turning 45. Bow, 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 bow. Turning 45 years old today. And my girl from all the way back to the 1987. Shauna Michelle Harris. And last but not least, but she comes first. I said last but not least, but she comes first. My niece. Turning. My niece. Turning 32. Yo, I'm down with me some you. Yes, I am. My niece, Nichelle Morgan, happy birthday to you. Love you to death. Resuscitation. Love you back to life, baby. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious May 19th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen. You got to get that divorce from negativity. Because staying with negativity, staying married to negativity is going to kill you. It's an abusive lover that is doing nothing but poisoning your food, your water. You know what I'm saying? Pulling the rug from up under you. It's disabling the brakes on your car. Pushing you downstairs. It's hurting you. And although you may rely on it, because he or she has been telling you that they're protecting you from everybody else who don't really care about you, and that they are the only one that cares about you. Don't believe that shit. Positivity is right around the corner. Check out the profile of positivity and let them know that you got your eye on them. Let them know that you asked about them. Positivity. Let them know that you asked about them. Get in their ear. Get those 10 digits from them. Dial them shit. Talk to them on a regular basis. Don't let negativity have you looking at your friends, lovers, family members sideways. And yeah, some of them deserve to be looked at sideways. But that's not the practice that you should tie up your time with. You do what's best for you. All right? We will be back tomorrow. I want to thank y'all for coming out. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. We will be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock right here, y'all. Right here, y'all. Y'all know we do it every weekday at 7. Right here, y'all. Right here, y'all. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Right here, y'all. Right here, y'all. Yo, hit the like button and share the show. Right here, y'all. Right here, y'all. So, Blog Talk, we're going to get you on up out of here. But we still showing love to you, baby. So...